At Wednesday night, we'll be at Bowmore in Manhattan when we bowl against the stars of the hit ABC soap opera One Life to Live.
Oh, man, that'll be big. Good.
Yeah. That is Wednesday night. See you up in New York at Bowmore Lanes for that.
Yeah.
Now, the guy, you don't want this guy.
The guy,
we're still playing Who Do Ye Know?
Yeah.
I apologize, been kind of disjointed. We started it, then we got to James Brown, then we're getting back to it again. The guy, hey, Joe, what happened to the guy, or at least either one of you? I know Joe's still operating on the Jack Diamond is a ham hock tape.
It's quite an operation.
But the guy who called in and said he had Steven Spielberg's phone number.
Yes.
What happened to that guy? Because I've only got Steven Spielberg's phone number here.
Because Mr. Spielberg had him destroyed.
I don't know. Well, Rob, why don't you give Steve Spielberg a call there?
There's a guy who'll be cranky if we call him.
Steve Spielberg.
I disagree.
He loves his privacy.
The Stever.
He'll be worse than Tony Randall if we get him.
All right, so we're trying Steven Spielberg. I know that he was called in by a guy in Austin, Texas.
Right.
That's all I know.
We're back on and on.
Since we don't know the guy's name, again, I'll have to go with Mr. Spielberg, you've won a cash prize.
same deal we used with O.J.
Right.
And we're pretty sure that's O.J.'s house. That was just one of, like, O.J.'s friends who answered the telephone.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh, not in service.
Not in service? Okay. Ouch.
Sorry,
okay,
buddy.
Let's see who we got here. Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hi. I can't really say that.
Well, you have to give at least a first name.
Make up one if you have to.
Stacy.
Sure.
Stacy.
Another Stacy.
Stacy. All right, Stacy, who is it that ye know?
Drew Barrymore.
Ah!
Drew Barrymore.
All right.
Now, the number I see... Oh, hold on, I see it here now. The number you've given us is her office number.
Yep.
Now, would she answer that number directly?
No, you probably have to ask to speak to Stephanie, her assistant, first.
Okay, uh-huh. And could we say that... without saying what you, well, we've already said your name is Stacy.
Lisa, did Lisa explain to you why I can't explain how I know her?
No. Can you explain it on the radio?
I would rather not, no.
Okay, Lisa, would you come here and tell us why it is, or if it's a valid reason why Stacy can't?
It's valid.
Okay, well, let me just get it from Lisa, if you don't mind. Okay, hold on. She's going to whisper into my ear. Buzz, take over.
If we were to get a hold of Drew, Stacy, we'd need to be able to tell her how it is we got her number and why it is we're calling. So,
well, you could tell her that as long as you don't say it.
No.
You've got to throw us a bone.
Okay, no, I know. No problem. Let me just say, Stacy, mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay.
That is something will not be repeated on the air, and I understand why you don't want that repeated on the air.
Okay.
However... No. When we call her off the air, we'll tell her that, you know, that it's that you know her through that, but that part's not on the radio.
Okay,
hold on just a second. Rob, did you get the reason?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So...
do you have the number over there?
It's right on your screen, right there. While Rob is... Okay, hold on there, Stacy. Drew Barrymore could be huge.
Uh-huh.
Well, she is huge.
Well...
I believe that this is our James Brown tape on Jack Diamond.
Good.
Let's see how this turned out.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Well, that sounds like a lot of Joe Ardinger.
I loved it.
No.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
See, the problem was he just said JB is a ham hock. That's all he said.
Okay, right. But he also at some point said Jack Diamond. Didn't he say Jack Diamond?
Can I speak to Drew Barrymore, please? Yes, this is Rob calling.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
No, not good enough. Joe, go back through the tape. Did James Brown ever say the name Jack Diamond?
He did. I don't know if he said it in the right tone.
You
don't know? Edited,
can you check
but...
it again? Oh, John, you got John on that? Great. Never send a boy to do a man's job.
He definitely said Jack Diamond.
We have a production. Our in-house production guy is working on it now.
Great.
And Robbie, you're on hold.
Okay, she's in Montreal right now?
She's available again, you know.
Oh, so she's not in her office.
You can have her.
Thank Christ. You.
Okay, so I guess she wanted to take the call. We couldn't get to her right now anyway.
Wait.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
They're putting me on hold.
All right, well, let me tell this girl, Stacy. Stacy?
Yes, I'm...
Yeah, it sounds like she's in Montreal, but thank you.
I thought she was in London, but okay.
All right, well, either way, thanks. And yeah,
okay.
don't worry about your secret. That's a good one. I promise we'll keep it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you got it. Bye, honey.
better restaurants in Montreal.
Mm. You'll never guess why. I mean, I am going to respect her privacy on that.
I'd like to guess.
You would never guess.
No.
You would never guess.
Not in my wildest fantasy?
In a, cause, no.
Okay.
Has,
it's not that.
It's nothing sexual at all.
Damn.
Nothing at all. Let's see. Did you just say goddamn?
No, just damn.
Oh, just damn.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond
is a ham hock.
Oh, that sucks. Hello, Donna Mike. Who is this? Hello?
This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. Where are you from, honey?
Hey, Paula.
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Ah, listening on KQBZ. We're incidentally, and I wish that they would get some of this hype going on the ratings in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the show was up something like some incredible, like 128%? Over whatever the previous show was.
That's impressive.
In our time slot. I wish they'd get that word out. Thank you, Seattle, for supporting the show. A great Arbitron. Really great ratings. Paula, who is it that you know?
Well, your screener said he didn't even know who he was, but I thought he was pretty famous. His name is Glenn Yarborough.
Yes. Who is
race car driver, isn't he?
No, that's...
Kaylee.
He was a member of the Limelighters. The early folk group, and then he went out on his own.
Oh, the
Limelighters. Bye, honey. A little out of demo there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let's go to, I don't know what we got here. Let's go to, Tom. Hi, Tom. Donna, Mike Show. Rob, who are you still on the phone with over there?
I'm being invited to call Drew's publicist. Well, best regards to Drew. Don says hi, Mike says hi, Buzz says hi, Joe says hi, and good day.
Good day to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Good day to you, sir. Toodaloo ass.
That was definitely a TLA right there.
Toodaloo ass.
Yeah, that was an alumni checking in.
Hey, Tom.
An alumnus, I should say.
This is Tom here.
Tom, yes, who do ye know?
Mr. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders. Now, how do you know Deion?
Well, we're at a hotel down here in Washington, D.C.
All right, so, but if we call this number and we say Tom... From the hotel in D.C., that would be okay?
He should know me.
He'll know you. Okay, hold on.
All right, here we go.
Hold on a second. Robbie's going to pick up the phone and see if we can get Deion Sanders, who incidentally on the CBS show a couple of weeks ago, the Jim Nancy show,
right,
was wearing... hold on. Is this,
credibility
is this
guy.
The Belcher guy?
No.
Okay. He was Deion Sanders. The real Deion Sanders is wearing like a Dr. Evil suit.
Is Deion still based in the D.C. area, or is he in New York now?
I don't know. Well, all I know is that I was watching the Fox show, and Rob called me up and said, are you watching CBS? I said, no. He said, turn it on right now. Deion is wearing a Dr. Evil suit.
One of those long coats with the kind of Nehru collar.
Yeah, and it was gray. I mean, it was...
Right. Dr. Evil, sure.
Fabric buttons. Just marvelous.
He loves to dress
and
up.
And he was wearing that with a fur coat. Although, the wildest fur coat, I can't believe I didn't comment on this after the Ravens game a couple weeks ago, was Ray Lewis's fur coat.
Ray Lewis.
Which was the kind that I keep hoping Mike O'Mara will buy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it looked like Phyllis Diller's hair. This is Ray Lewis. You know, impossible to take the guy seriously.
Hi, Deion. Yes, this is Carla Fung from Steven Spielberg's production office. Call me. I think you're going to like what I have to say. By the way, great clothes. Bye. Voicemail, and I really can't verify it because they just gave the number. Normally where he would say, like, Snipes, it just said his phone number.
Guys, all right, see you later.
Sorry, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.
So long, Tom.
All right, where is the guy on our New York line who has the Willie Mays number? I don't have a name here. Johnny, if you will pot him up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, is the guy still there? The Willie Mays guy? I'd love to talk to Willie Mays.
Sure.
You want me to call him?
Screw the contest. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the guy who says that he knows him, but we'll give him a try. While Rob is dialing up Willie Mays, let me see who's on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Doing great, thanks.
I photographed Howie Long once for People Magazine a couple years ago.
You photographed him?
Yeah. So I felt a little bit of that anger that was spoke of earlier.
Really? What did Howie Long... Well, we've always found... Let me just say...
Yeah.
And I know that Howie's wife, Diane, lives
She's very nice.
Very close to the station. She listens all the time.
Yeah, we photographed him at their house.
We like Howard Long.
Hey, what's up? This is just his message. Don says hi, Buzz says hi. Have you heard that Howie Long's got a bad temper? Call me. Bye.
And who was that you were trying again there?
Again, that was just an automatic voice messaging service.
Allegedly
for Willie Mays.
Ah. Willie Mays, okay. So anyway, what did Howard Long do?
Well, his kids pissed him off a bit, and I saw a little bit of the fury.
Yeah.
The fury of Howard Long? In what respect?
Well, I could just tell there was an underlying, sort of something of fear there.
He's crabby?
A little crabby.
Yeah.
You know, he's a stern father. He's
okay.
Stern.
All right, gotcha. He seems like a really nice guy, but he also seems like a guy...
He's a very nice guy. I actually, sat down with him and had coffee with him.
You wouldn't want to make him angry.
No, I wouldn't
I would not want to piss him off.
I'm sure he appreciates the fact you're calling a national radio show to say you took his picture from People Magazine and you saw him being a jerk with his kid.
And I also would not mess with his sister. Yeah.
I didn't say jerk. I said stern.
Stern.
Okay. All right. Well, it's
strict.
Sorry.
His wife is quite lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
His daughter.
Careful.
Thank you.
That's nice. Now we're all going to get beat up.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
He sure does have a
hello, John and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Oh.
Austin, Texas.
Johnny, who do ye know?
Jerry Jeff Walker.
Now, he is a country singer, right?
An icon to some.
Oh, huge.
Huge. And how do you know him?
Well, we just became acquaintances about 10 years ago.
Which one of his songs would we know?
Mr. Bojangles.
Okay, and I always thought that was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, or perhaps Sammy Davis Jr.
No, Jerry Jeff wrote it.
Well, that's terrific. Let's call him, shall we?
All right, let's give him a ring.
I think he's more famous for the songs that he's written than the songs that he's performed.
Right.
Can you name some of his other hits by other people?
I never heard of it.
Other hits by other people. Oh, gosh, no, that's probably the only one that's really made him famous.
Right. Hey, Rob, I can't mind.
Oh, you find that Jerry Jeff composition?
I've got a song here that Jerry Jeff wrote. I happen to think it's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life.
Missing in the Wind?
No, I've got it right here. And here is Jerry Jeff Walker. Listen.
I said first, we was never part.
This is his greatest song.
They throw a spike like Texas through my heart. You're the biggest cowgirl bitch I've ever seen.
Remember this one?
Mm, he's talented.
I don't recognize that one.
Your tight blue Wrangler jeans.
Listen, here's the best part of it coming up right here.
Well, I thought of every word from A to Z.
Oh, I love this. I love this song.
But you put the in country.
Hi, Jeffrey? Yes, what we have here is Jerry Jeff's personal assistant. Would you like to come on the radio with us?
That doesn't count.
Just to say hi?
No. Don't want it.
Good day to you.
Don't want it.
This is Rob from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band calling. How you doing?
John, thank you, my friend. He's not
I'm
there.
Sorry, all the hits have dried up. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Chris Tucker is still your leader. Here's the reworked James Brown tape. Let's see how this one works.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's excellent. It took three tries.
Thank you, John Norman.
Yeah.
Look at that. You're That's great. A beautiful job.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
I didn't even hear an edit.
Smooth.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
That's great.
That's like butter.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I just gave you Screena Al Pacino's home phone number. Me and my buddy, we even called him the other night. But we didn't have the guts to talk to him, so we just hung up, but it's his number.
All right, now, who is it? Is your name Jack from Long Island?
Yeah.
All right, Jack, how do you know Al? Or did you just like...
I don't personally know him. We did some work at his house.
Oh.
So we have his phone number. So I have to personally know the guy.
All right, you know, this would be a $500 winner if Al Pacino would come on the air with us. Hold on a moment.
Pay up. Call him right now and pay up.
We will right now. Robbie, dial the number up, please.
Say please.
It's on your screen.
A nice spelling, Joe.
Spell it. It's spelled...
I'm excited.
It's spelled Al Picnico.
So you were working in Al Pacino's house and you just, saw the number on the phone, or...?
No, we had to have his number, to make the arrangements and stuff. Right. He has this weird, house boy that lives there, too. His name is Eric. He might answer the phone.
Al Picnico. That's what it says on my screen. Al P-I-C... Oh, I guess Al
Pacino.
What kind of work did you do for him? Home improvements or something?
My buddy was installing some stereo equipment in his house.
Oh. What's his assistant's name?
Eric.
His assistant's name is Eric.
Right.
Kind of retarded.
All right, hold on. Shut up for a second, please. Rob's, he sounds retarded. Rob is, Calling now and it's ringing. How many rings, Rob?
This is the third ring.
Third ring?
I took a dump in his toilet, too, and I left skid marks in it.
Who put this in my toilet?
it kept swimming back upstream like it was a salmon. It didn't want to go down.
And any luck, Robbie?
I got Eric's answering machine, and I don't believe that it would actually be... Hi, Eric. It's Mr. Pacino. Listen, about the skid marks in the toilet, we got troubles, pal. I've been scrubbing at them all day.
Sorry, Jack.
I did want to tell you one thing. You've got
a guy. You know what?
What?
Can I come up there and kick you in the nuts?
Oh, is this you?
Please!
Is this you?
You know what this was? This was a ruse. He never had Al Pacino's phone number.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Hello? Hold on a second. I got a guy here somewhere who says he has the phone number for famous movie actor Ving Rhames.
Wow, that's big.
Get medieval on your ass.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyler.
Yes.
How is it you have Ving Rhames' phone number? How do you know Ving Rhames?
About 4 years ago, he was doing a thing in Fairfax for the Special Olympics, and we helped do people. I met him through there, and he's down in North Carolina. He has a house down there, and I have his phone number.
All right, hold on. We'll dial him up. We'll see if they remember. Hello, Mr. Rhames.
No, stop.
I ran in the 100 days.
He's a great actor.
Now, will Ving remember you, sir?
He will know my name, yes.
Okay.
But you have to mention that it's from Fairfax.
Tyler.
Olympics.
From the Special Olympics.
Now, were you
in the Special Olympics?
I ran the 5-meter race.
Oh, you did?
How'd you do?
I came in fourth.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Second ring.
Calling Ving Rhames right now. With a guy on the phone, boy, do I have Special Olympics on my face. Guy who actually participated in the Special Olympics, and here I am goofing on it.
Third ring.
And any luck for the Special Olympics?
Not yet.
I do like
Ving not answering.
Come on, pick up.
I always thought that'd be a great disc jockey named Special Ed.
Hey, actually, it would be.
It's a Special Ed.
With the short school bus full of rock and roll.
And any luck, Robbie?
No, Ving's not home.
No, sorry.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Sorry. Dang, okay.
I'm hoping you get a machine with his voice on it.
Leave your number.
Would the voice work on his machine?
Yeah, there's no machine. There's on, like, the seventh ring.
Don't make me get medieval on your ass.
All right, good day. No answer.
All right, good blue ass.
Too bad.
Bye-bye. Well, we've had absolutely nothing pan out thus far.
We've had fun, though.
Other than, hold on, we have Derek Jeter?
Wow,
where the hell did Derek Jeter come from?
I hear he's dreamy.
Jesus Christ.
He's one of the sexiest athletes. I've seen it in a magazine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is Mike in D.C. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hey, I'm just calling to bust your balls, man. You're using Jack Diamond's game. Who do you know? He does it all the time.
Do you want to know how many years we've done the game called Who Do You Know on this show?
How many years?
The whole 16 years I've worked with Mike, and I did it for maybe 4 or 5 years before that on my own. And if you want to know the guy I stole the idea from, it was a guy named Dick Purton from CKLW in Detroit, and I stole it from him about 25 years ago.
A young kid named Dick Purton.
Well, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
We can tell.
You know,
congratulations
on your scholarship to UCKF.
Right. Oh, come on now. Don't hang up on me.
Do hang up on him. The Universal College.
Don't hang up on me. I'm a first-time caller.
UCKF, which stands for?
The Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
No.
Toodaloo, dumbass.
Don't call again.
Come on now.
Last time caller.
Toodaloo ass.
Ass.
I hate that.
Yeah.
This is the oldest dumb radio game of the world.
He loves you guys. Right.
Okay, hold on a second.
I think this should go to the front of the line.
Rob, who do we have? You know what? If one of these pans out in the next break, we'll get a winner. Otherwise, we'll go with Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Who are the names we have lined up for the final round of Who Do Ye Know?
Well, I'll start with the best. Steven Spielberg's sister, Susan. But we also have Derek Jeter, Adam Carolla, Bobby Knight, and my personal favorite, Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Oh, and Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, forget Lou. He's on the show all the time.
Yeah, but I thought I'd mention his name.
All right. If you got anybody better, give us a call. Right now, Chris Tucker's in the lead.
You know.
And All you DAs out there, leave us alone.
Yeah.
Trying to have some fun here for God's sakes.
Well, no, I love you guys.
Right.
I love your show. I'm an alum of UCKF.
First time caller.
When we come back, we'll wind this baby up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vatican. The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Oh. Let's see what the Pope has to say today.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Quite a treat for those of you listening here on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
How many things can you hear at once?
Don't realize.
Here's the deal. We're not sure exactly what happened.
No, we have no idea.
That a lot of times when we go to break, we have a live commercial to read, for instance, for New York or for Seattle or for Portland. And we take the microphone out of program and they put me in an audition channel.
Right.
And Mike and I read the commercial. And I'm starting to read the commercial, which is supposed to be heard just in New York.
Right.
And I look up and I see Buzz giving me the high sign, like, hey, something's going on here.
Yeah.
And you don't know, if you were listening on WJFK FM, you don't know how close you came to hear me dropping the F-bomb.
The rarest of all treats.
That, yeah, I was about to go, what the, you know, thinking I'm not on the air anywhere. Yeah.
No, you are on the air, Mr. Brinkley.
What the F's going on? So there were like five things happening at once. You had me, and you had, I think, the James Brown tape, and
right.
Maybe you had one of the station stingers things.
That's so often is when something goes wrong, it tends to build on itself. But I think it was nice is when you decided you were going to bail, you said goodbye. You said, well, I think that's all. Goodbye.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think so. I mean, we had the stuff in the right position.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the board is confused.
All right, here we go. We're going to wind this up now. We spent way too much time on Who Do Ye Know.
Well, yes. If you say so.
And we have more people calling in. For instance, here is Tom in Vermont. Tom, who do you claim you know?
Mr. Bobby Knight.
How do you have his phone number?
From my father. He coached with Coach Knight when he started at West Point, and I was actually a guest at his basketball camp the year he coached the Olympics in 84.
Did he ever hit you?
Thank you. Hold on a moment, please. Bobby Knight for me would be a $500 winner.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's a fun camp.
That's big.
Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you from, my friend?
West New York.
Okay, who is your celeb?
Colin Hanks.
Tom Hanks' son.
Right.
Who is in the Jack Black movie, right?
Orange County, right?
Yeah, how do you have his phone number? How do you know him?
He's my neighbor.
Wow. He's your neighbor. Hold on, please. I would have to say Colin Hanks is a pretty heavyweight name.
Yeah.
At least his dad is.
It's a good name.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Where are you from, Aaron?
D.C.
Right on. Who you got?
I got a couple different names. I did some consulting with a fundraising organization in D.C.
Okay. Oh, that's always a good inroad.
Yeah, you know? I think so. I'm not even claiming I know them. I can only say that I have their phone numbers. Home and work for, Quincy Jones, Les Moonves, Jane Fonda, Christy Brinkley, Linda Carter, Glenn Close, Harvey Weinstein.
I'd say Glenn Close would be the biggest name.
Yeah, I think so. And I think some of those names might be at work. I think Les would be at work, so we wouldn't.
I have the home number, too, and I have a work and home number for Les. But you wouldn't be able to get through to him, I bet.
No.
I know. We've gotten through to him before on the air. He's the guy who now wouldn't take...
Doesn't want to hear from
he
us.
He doesn't like us.
Right.
Hold on a second. I guess we'll go with Glenn Close for you. Just a second.
I hear she's very nice.
All right, let's, Robbie, let's start. Let's find a winner. The other names that we had there?
Well, in front of me, I don't know if we have contestants to back them up. I have Colin Hanks, Bobby Knight, Muhammad Ali, Adam Carolla, two numbers for Derek Jeter. I have David Johansson. Isn't that Lester Poindexter?
Yeah. Go with the Bobby Knight one.
Okay, Bobby Knight first.
That's the strongest one, no doubt.
Go with the Bobby Knight one, because at least we got that guy on the phone. And I guess it was someone from New York that called with Derek Jeter's phone number.
Right.
He would be. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. He would be equally big, Derek Jeter. Right now, I actually spoken to one celebrity today, Chris Tucker.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the one. So Rob is now trying...
Tom, would Bobby know your name?
If you say son of Lenny Drew, he would absolutely know.
Okay. Son of Lenny Drew.
Yes.
Lenny Drew.
Hi, can I speak to Coach Knight, please? Yes.
For me, this would be a contest ender. Right here.
Yeah, this would be a good note to go out on.
Just for me personally.
Because, you know,
I got a boner for Bobby Knight.
You've written him letters of support, I know.
He's a very nice guy.
Listen, I swear to God, after he threw the chair, when everybody was on his case, I sent him a letter saying, I appreciate the passion. He sent me a letter back.
Yeah.
I got it on my wall at home.
He sends my mom flowers for her birthday every year.
Oh, well, then there's a softer side of Bobby Knight.
Yes.
He sent me a... He sent me an Indiana basketball jacket as well.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not like the guy?
Yeah, he was just rearranging furniture.
One more. I've gotten the answering system for the sports department.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just give us the number there at Texas Tech or whatever it is?
No, I gave the number that was with in my dad's, you know, personal file.
Oh, so you went
on his desk.
Went through your dad's stuff.
The sports department.
Nope, sorry. Okay, sorry, Tom. Not thick enough.
Thank you, Tom, though.
No problem.
All right, the next biggest name, I guess, has to be Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
we have to try that.
And we're not sure exactly who the Muhammad Ali number comes from. He would be another one. He would be a contest ender.
I will try to put captions at the bottom of your radio so you can make out what he's saying. They do that on television for him now.
They
do.
And on ESPN, when they did it, they made a point of saying, we asked Muhammad Ali if it was all right to put captions underneath when he speaks.
Well, then he's cool with it.
When he mumbles.
Good. He's a nice man. You know, he's put out an appeal for the release of that hostage you were talking about earlier.
That'll help.
Well, he's a, you know, beloved Muslim around the world.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
They'll do that. Because Shakes the Clown said that.
If only they could understand him.
Any luck, Robbie?
No.
Now, you know what? We got to start cutting the fat.
Hi, yes. Is Muhammad available? Is there any way you can get through to him? This is Joe Frazier.
That's too funny. Rob calling, is Muhammad available?
Actually, Joe Frazier Jr.
Is Cassius there?
Well, you tell Cassius I called, and I'd like to get with him. Does he have plans for the Super Bowl? Cassius, I'm sorry. I forget sometimes. Muhammad Ali.
All right, hang on.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Cassius who?
All right, let's
I think he knew what I was talking about.
Let's see.
I think Colin Hanks comes in next.
All right, Colin Hanks is next. Let's go back to Chris. Chris,
yeah.
you're friends with Colin Hanks, right?
Well, not actually. He owns a house here, and he might be home right now. I saw him yesterday.
All right.
If you want to try to give him
Where
a call.
Where is here, sir?
Up in Jersey?
Yeah, right.
All right. And
because he's been promoting that movie lately.
Would he know you? Would he know a guy named Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Rob.
Oh, you know how else I know?
Who?
If it's any consolation, Marcy Patterson. She was the younger sister on What's Happening, the TV show.
Oh.
Ah. So she knows rerun.
Yeah, right.
Hi, can I speak to Colin?
Oh, what was your name?
Hold on, Rob's trying.
Colin Hanks?
Colin Hanks right now.
Yeah. I got the wrong number. Sorry. Who did you know from What's Happening?
Marcy Patterson, the younger sister on What's Happening.
No such person.
You're oh, come on, you know her, D.
What's that?
You're not going to get us into a D's nuts thing.
Because your problem is you're too stupid. You don't have the capability.
I hung up on him, Rob.
Yeah, there's no Colin Hanks there.
All right. Let's try the Derek Jeter number.
All right. I've got two numbers. You want A or B?
Okay. Okay, while you're dialing Derek Jeter, let me try another one here. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Derek, who you got?
Drew Carey's father on the TV show. George, he plays George Carey. He was also the president in The Rock and Armageddon.
I don't even know. I don't even watch Drew Carey.
There's trouble when you have to tell who they are.
I
didn't say he was a celebrity now.
Okay, well, no, the game is Who Do Ye Know? Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Ye Know, Drew Carey's TV dad. Sorry, not thick enough. Any answer at
getting a second ring right now.
Derek
Jeter's house.
Jeter's place. Hi, can I speak to Derek, please? Okay, no one there by that name? Is this even the Jeter residence? All right, well, I'm sorry to miss out. This is Yogi Berra.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye then.
Try Adam Carolla.
Well, I've got one other number for Jeter if you want to try it.
All right, do it fast, though. I know that's one F word you don't like, Rob.
I know.
Fast.
Like oil and water. Me and fast. Now I have to wait for the code. waiting.
Oh, just use the hotline.
Or no, don't you now? Don't use the hotline. That's
because
how,
again,
that's how guys get our hotline and then call us up. Incidentally,
mm-hmm.
a guy never called back.
Where is he?
The hotline guy's gone.
Didn't show.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Guy was sure he'd have our hotline number. Yeah. Never called back with
he
it.
He was wrong.
Tomorrow on the show, hoping that Mike is back from his personal day.
Right.
Not in service.
The new low-budget Jeopardy, plus Ebony and Ivory tomorrow.
That's right.
With Robert the Angry Mailman and Chuck Stossel, the
and
love
his
muscle.
New lady friend.
Yes, and his new piece of ass.
The lovely
I'm
Amy.
Call Adam Carolla now.
And Adam Carolla is what, Saturday Night Live?
No, The Man Show.
Right.
Oh, forget that. That's the douche who does Loveline.
That's true.
No.
You want to try Rosie O'Donnell?
Do we have her home number?
We have a number.
Sure, try Rosie O'Donnell.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to discuss with her. What was her big announcement?
That's right.
So many questions.
Talk about her finger problems.
Yes.
About her athlete's nose.
Her grand magazine.
Her vag.
Her mustache.
All right, looking more and more like Chris Tucker is going to be the winner of this contest today. Or actually, Howard G's the winner of the contest.
That's right.
For hooking us up with Chris Tucker. Although we've got a bunch of great new phone numbers. Some of them we think like the O.J. Simpson one.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure that's O.J. Simpson's house down in the South Beach area.
Those will be worth trying again.
Rosie's been disconnected.
All right. Then I am going to stop this contest
now.
Do it. I'm going to officially stop the contest and say that it's over. With thanks to everybody who called.
Yeah, good effort.
We have a ton of phone numbers. A lot of them, obviously, like the Bobby Knight phone number was real. He just wasn't there.
Do you want to try juice one more time?
Yeah, you know what? Let me try it this time.
Okay, it's the big number written in black.
Let me hard try to it. Say no to that.
Okay. So right now, as it stands, the winner is Howard G, who got Chris Tucker to call.
Right.
All right. Hold on.
Calling O.J. Simpson right now, who was not in earlier, despite the offer of a cash prize.
I've picked up the phone. I'm now letting it ring. Three rings. How many rings did you have, Rob?
Remember, it was long. It was like six rings.
Okay.
I got a good feeling about this.
Come on, Juice.
Come on, seven. He's probably getting ready for the big game.
Don't be killing anybody, Juice.
No.
Don't forget, Dish Network.
That's right.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hello, OJ's?
I hope he's not on hotline.
I think it must be him. Ask if he has a tire iron.
Hello, OJ's?
Now, you're calling the band or the man?
OJ's? Hello! Hello there! This is your friend Marcus Allen. Pick up the phone!
The phone is not a toy.
OJ's! It's me, Marcus Allen's! OJ? Call me!
Is he screening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the machine. Bye! OJ's?
You should have used the heavier hitting name like Otto Graham.
Otto Graham.
That'd be good. He'd answer for Otto.
That time I got the thing saying that it was like the generic, the
voicemail
person that you've at this phone number
right.
is not there.
The number you have reached, the person you have reached is out looking for a killer.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations to Howard G.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
he's the winner.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
He's the winner. Oh, well, hold on. Bitter N is on the phone. Hey, BN.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up? What's up, BN?
All right. Just got a couple questions for you, man. What the hell?
What?
Who are these guys trying to be me, man?
What do you mean? Who's trying to be you, Bitter N?
This male dude.
Oh, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Now, listen, Robert the Angry Mailman.
What?
Robert the Angry Mailman.
What?
Robert the Angry Mailman is a man, a character, a personality of his own.
And a movie critic.
That's right.
He's trying to be me, huh?
No, he's being a movie critic.
I made y'all some new friends.
No. Listen, you know what? You know what I've noticed with you, BN? You're jealous. You're jealous of our other colored friends.
What?
That whenever we get a colored friend,
what?
Whether it's Mr. 40 or Grady Smoke or now the Robert the Mailman, you call up and you get mad. We can have as many friends of as many colors as we want.
Mm-hmm. Right. As long as you're asking my permission.
Do I have your permission to be friends with Robert the Mailman?
Say what?
Do I have your permission to be friends with Robert the Mailman?
Hell no. I'm all the bitter, angry. I'm all that. I'm all you need.
All right. Just bitter.
I'm all of it.
All right, BN.
Well, then where are you? Show up sometime.
Good talking to you. Yeah,
come. What the hell that supposed to mean? What you mean, show up?
No, come see us bowling. I do like our other friends do, Robert.
Hey, you stay out of this, eh?
Robert right, comes out to see us
bowling. No, I ain't got it. Hey, this ain't got to do with you, Buzz.
All right.
Okay, well, then
step out of this.
Yes, sir.
Then I'm telling you, BN, you should come down here sometime. Why don't you come down here tomorrow when Robert's here?
Yeah.
Check me out. See, there's a little problem about that.
What's the problem?
Okay, well, see, first of all, the problem is, I got this little niggalette waiting for me back at the Rockabye, you know what I mean? She want me to come over there with the yin yang so she can get up on my yayo.
Okay.
So, in other words, I'm just going to say, y'all got to do what you do, what you always do, doing what you can do, and if you can get it done, do it. So be chiseled, man. This is all gravy train pimping. Understand what I'm saying, Weevilization?
Why don't you postpone your yin yang and come on down and have a visit?
Would you postpone your yin yang?
I do every night.
No.
For sheezy.
All right, well, I tell you what. I mean, I'm gonna make a challenge to both of them. Why don't they get their guys together? I get my guys together, and then we all go bowling that way. What's up
all
with that?
All right, okay. I'll ask Robert tomorrow.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, bye.
And I'll be listening, too. Right,
thank you, BM.
You make sure you do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't make me get ugly.
I won't.
I promise, I will.
I know you will. Goodbye.
Later.
Love, much love.
Right on.
Bye, dog.
I'm trying to stay out of it, but just two words for BN.
Yeah.
Weekend show.
There he is.
Might be nice.
My plan.
And now, here's your host, Bitter N-Word.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Your lead story today?
Actually, pretty serious. The next attack on America may be even bigger than the first.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing that an awful lot. I mean, and you know it's serious, but I'm hearing it like on dumb David Letterman show.
Yeah.
When David Letterman's got Doughy Tim Russert on.
Yeah.
And Doughy Tim Russert's talking about how they're going to fire a nuclear bomb in New York City.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we're hearing. Yeah.
I want to hear that. All right. Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, help me out. That was very...
Well, professional, Bob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From DC on WKSN. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
What's the word for
Clarence
Crackpot?
Let's find out.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call. I love you guys. You guys have a great show, and I wanted to see if you wanted to place a bet for the Super Bowl. I'd take the Patriots over any kind of point spread. The Patriots over the Rams. They're going to kill them.
Oh, you're on. Wow. Name it. What do you want to bet?
Whatever, I'll do anything. We can bet money, or we can do it something on the show.
No, how about we do something on the show? How about this?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
You got to show up on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I'll be here on Monday.
Okay.
How about the loser takes the other guy? Here, for instance, here's what I'm thinking, because I know the Rams are going to win the game.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get a pair of my underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
That I peel off after, Frieda and I do the side-by-side thing where I'm on the exercise bike and she's on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm on this bike, these underpants, they go right up the crack of my bum.
Well, you can imagine.
What I would like to do is take a pair of my underpants, and I'm offering you could do the same thing.
Okay.
And what we will do is we will put them in water.
Oh, no.
In boiling water.
Oh, brew a tea?
Brew a tea.
Let them steep.
And then, you know, then put some ice in there so you're not drinking boiling hot water. But have you, on the off chance that the Patriots win and that the large cracks in the earth's surface appear, I then would drink a glass of your underpants tea.
Remember, they're a team of destiny.
Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, I'm definitely up for the challenge. That's done.
Can you sweeten it? I mean, not like the deal itself.
No,
just
we don't need to put anything in the tea because Patriots are going to win.
No.
It's raw underwear.
Wow. No, and I'm talking about, understand, I'm talking about, you know, skid marked underwear.
Oh, yes. Choo choo train.
Okay. What's your name, my friend?
Travis.
Hold on a second, Travis.
You're a brave man, Travis.
Hold on.
Very brave.
Lisa, get his information, please.
Because
we're going to be making some underpants tea on Monday's show.
The good news is the boiling water will kill any bacteria.
Try it with just a hint of lemon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My throat has never felt better.
I love writing down on my little post-it note
right.
for Monday's show, underpants tea.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, you were doing that Brian Wilson thing the other day. Have you heard his new album called Imagination?
No, I'll tell you what I have heard. I have heard a couple of his songs on the Orange County soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty effing good.
New Imaginations album's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, for all the goofing that I've done on Brian Wilson.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, his... Hey, Rob, where's the CD with Toby Keith on it? Do you have that thing around?
Yeah. That was my wife's idea.
There he is. Let me just... I know I busted his balls the other day, but hold on. Brian Wilson actually has a couple of songs out now.
Where he doesn't sound like Bill Murray?
No, well, I mean, well, obviously he's working with studio musicians and stuff.
Oh,
studio,
I love that. Doesn't sound like he's brain dead or anything. It sounds great.
No, some of these songs I really dig. Right. These are from the Orange County soundtrack.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, I mean, let me balance this out with all the goofing I did on him the other day.
Yeah.
Like, when I play stuff like this, I mean, I listen to my car nonstop, and I go, God damn, this is the Brian Wilson that I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, it picks up a little bit. Brian?
It was pretty nostalgic. I felt kind of... sentimental about it. Oh, I get so much security from them. You can never guess.
Thank you, Brian. See, this, I dig this. It's like soothes the savage in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many.
If you've seen the movie Orange County, they use the Brian Wilson songs during the love scenes. That are like the music video parts. Yeah.
Is there a soundtrack yet for that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check it out this time.
Yeah, you should. If you're a Brian Wilson fan, you should. They're great songs.
He doesn't have that Bill Murray sound.
Here's the hook, Roger. Just want you.
Bam, bam, bam. And also, I'll make you a $25 bet on the game. That's on the Imagination album. That song
is
amazing.
Is that really? Well, listen, yeah. That kicks ass. But keep in mind, at the same time,
his trumpet is unbelievable, and he sings like an angel.
You got that?
That is absolutely great.
This is Craig.
That guy as well.
And you know what's amazing? And we didn't even mention it. I don't think when you're talking about the other day, he does all his own mixdowns in stereo and mono, being deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
So he has really to imagine how stereo should sound when he does his own production.
And actually, that's part of the reason he sounds like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
Not only is she a pretty girl, but she's a great singer.
It's because he's deaf.
But you also heard a live version of what he did, too, and he wasn't the engineer of that. When he's in the studio by himself, it's great.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. You know, like I said, and people were busting my balls the other day. I love Brian Wilson, but on the other hand, I got to point out, you know, that this is...
He's the greatest guy in the world.
That's Brian Wilson, too. All right,
well,
thank you.
You got to listen to him with his touring band, too.
All right, I will. Thank you.
He's got Christopher Cross with him, and I
wasn't the Eagles. Christopher Cross, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Pillsbury Doughboy of rock and roll. God damn. Christopher Cross was popular until MTV exploded on the scene.
And once everyone saw him, that was it.
Yeah, then he done it. It was like, look, you would see him and you would go, well, that looks like the guy who was in the movie Powder. He's about 100% heavier.
Now, his album was the one, his first album had the flamingo on the cover, right?
That's right.
Now, they did with him what they did with Elvis in the mid-70s. They started putting like album covers that were just pictures of Graceland. No pictures of Elvis on his albums, just things that you associate with. Elvis. It's just nice.
Like, look at what we've done here. We've gone by, all the way back to Brian Wilson again.
It'd have been great. Are you kidding? It'd have been fantastic.
Yeah, but we got to do the news. Buzz, Buzz, what is the news today?
Well, the United States should prepare for surprise attacks vastly more deadly than the ones on September 11th. That's the word, anyway, from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He's talking mainly about missile attacks from Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Rumsfeld says we must not make the mistake of assuming that terrorism is the only threat. He says we should prepare to defend ourselves against, quote, the unknown, the uncertain, the unseen, and the unexpected. Uh-huh. None of Rumsfeld's remarks are based on any new information. They come because he's trying to drum up support for the biggest increase in military spending in 20 years.
Uh-huh.
The other night, President Bush said thousands and thousands of terrorists are still targeting the United States. Today, we know some of their supposed targets. The Space Needle in Seattle, the Mint in Philadelphia, LAX, and Washington State's Grand Coulee Dam. These are the targets listed in documents the U.S. says it retrieved in Afghanistan.
When I was a kid, you know, my mom and dad referred to her, our butt was our coulee.
It was your coulee, and now there's a dam.
That coulee hurt?
Dam named after it.
You have to take a BM from your coulee. Your coulee.
We found that along with diagrams of our nuclear power plants, maps of our cities, and notes about a list of American landmarks.
Thank God you didn't have a coulee dam.
Is it any wonder that I grew up to be the way that I am?
It's a little
when
odd.
When I was a kid, my parents, my ass was my coulee.
Never heard of that.
And my penis was my what thing?
Wow.
Mommy, my what thing? My coolie.
I hope there wasn't some sort of mix-up in the translation, and that's not the target of the terrorists.
Oh, my God.
You're going to fly a plane there?
Something very wrong there. Fighting terrorism.
This room. Come on in.
Fighting terrorism at home doesn't come cheaply. A new report says Homeland Security will cost well over $22 billion this year. That's up nearly a third over last year. The money covers law enforcement, the guarding of nuclear power plants, and the like, plus intelligence gathering and vaccines. Janet Reno says she feels fine after fainting during a speech yesterday.
Yeah.
Reno had been speaking for about 45 minutes at the University of Rochester. She told her audience she'd have to sit down for a minute, and then she collapsed like that behind the lectern.
We watched this video on CNN.com when we came on the air today. This is like the funniest thing I've seen on the internet since I saw, like, the picture of the guy, or the movie of the guy having sex with the animal with, like, the elephant or whatever it was.
Right.
This is better than that, watching Janet Reno fall down.
The video is even more complete on CNN, the cable channel, so if you can catch it there, because they're running that constantly. The former attorney general spent a night in a hospital but checked out this morning. Reno says this has happened before the fainting, but that it shouldn't affect her run for the Florida governor's office.
She tripped on her balls.
She has Parkinson's. I don't know if there's a connection between that and the fainting.
Well
we've known about the Parkinson's for about 6 years now, but the fainting is new to me anyway. New York police have posted 4,000 officers around the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. That's where the World Economic Forum has begun its annual meeting with all the protesters the event usually brings. Thousands of demonstrators were expected to flood midtown Manhattan. Capitalist enterprises like McDonald's, Starbucks, and The Gap are getting round-the-clock police protection since they've been the targets of vandalism in past demonstrations.
No, that's not the demonstration, Rob.
No, Rob is here. The kidnappers who say they'll kill a captive Wall Street Journal reporter have extended their deadline.
These are the most heartless bastards.
Ryan, wait till you hear the latest.
This seriously just pisses me off to no end. We have to see the pictures of this guy.
Very upsetting.
Who works for the Wall Street Journal. They come out with this crap. He works for the CIA. He doesn't. They show pictures of him shackled. He's got a gun to his head. It's like the movie Proof of Life, where he's holding up a newspaper to show the date, and his wife is 6 months pregnant, and she's over there with him, and God damn, you just feel for that guy.
More terror from bullies. The group's demanding that Pakistanis be held in Cuba be released. They say reporters Daniel Pearl would die today if their demands were not met. Yesterday they issued those pictures you talked about. Today they sent an email saying, we will give you one more day. The Wall Street Journal pleaded for the reporter's life, telling the kidnappers they would gain nothing by killing him. And listen to this. In a mocking of the U.S. airlift of food to Afghanistan, the kidnappers also said today they will deliver food to the hostage's family. That's their idea of a joke.
You know,
really. I mean, let's get our special forces. I mean, I know we're doing everything.
We are.
It's frustrating. Do you know that more journalists have been killed over there than soldiers have?
That's true.
Thus far? That's really awful. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
We will be right back.
All right, buddy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See, I told you it would work.
A zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight. All right. Dial recklessly right now. Yeah. From anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC on WJFK 202-432-1067.
And from New York on WNEW 877-692-1027.
Let's make a cheap radio contest here.
Exactly.
Whatever we're calling this. Call 100 right now. Dial recklessly. Here is just your thumb. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. You don't hear about armored car robberies much anymore. And when you do, they usually tell us the bad guys got away with an undisclosed amount of money. Well, today we're hearing about a single gunman robbing an armored car crew of their payload, their $2 million payload.
No, it's two guys, Buzz. Here they are breaking into the truck. Right.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
Thank you, the Orioles. Thank you.
The guards were found tied up at their company's headquarters in Rutland, Vermont. From our He Must Have Needed the Money department, driving his big rig, Charles Jackson pulled out of the Budweiser plant in Syracuse, New York. He was supposed to take the $15,000 worth of beer to stores in North Carolina. He didn't make it. Just outside of Syracuse, he pulled over and started selling the beer to anyone who wanted some. Police say he was selling beer out of the back of his truck at a busy intersection. After selling about 300 cases at $10 a case, police arrested him on grand larceny charges. The highest-ranking members of the Bush administration have gotten pretty banged up lately. First, the president
Bush
cut his face after choking on a pretzel. Then Attorney General John Ashcroft had some lesions removed from one of his ears.
Some lesions? Hey, you maggots.
Now, Vice President Dick Cheney has a bruise on his lip. He says he got bumped by one of his Labrador retrievers. Quoting Cheney, the Secret Service did not take action against the dog. In sports, Mike Tyson's still looking for a way to fight Lennox Lewis. The L.A. Times says he's applied for a California boxing license, hoping for a bout at the Staples Center this spring. Earlier this week, Tyson was denied a license by the Nevada Boxing Commission, and now Las Vegas police say they're looking into a second accusation of rape against Mike Tyson.
Maybe they could fight with tire irons.
And finally,
then they might end up in jail and they might miss 8 or 9 years of the show or so.
I don't know that I could miss 8 years of this program.
Finally, a couple of students at Juneau High School in Alaska have been suspended after what they did as the Olympic torch passed their school last week. They held up a 15-foot banner that read, "Bong Hits for Jesus." School officials confiscated the banner even though it was displayed off school grounds, but the principal says it was a school activity. Quoting him, that was inappropriate.
Well,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You
bet.
Tomorrow with a new episode. Thanks to everybody today. A lot of great calls.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun.
Right.
Chris Tucker was on the show. We didn't plan on that. He was the celebrity we got. Also, thanks to JB, James Brown, Fox, NFL Sunday.
Great guy.
Here's the, we have the tape of him talking about Jack Diamond. We put that away already.
We're very tidy around here.
Let's give that one a listen.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Right. Now it's time for call. Number 100. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Just say it.
Caller 100.
No, nope, that's a question. Sorry. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Strong enough.
Caller 100.
Was that assertive enough, Buzz?
I didn't like it.
Okay. Buzz is called, not mine. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I am Caller 100.
That's what we're looking for.
Right. Hi. What is your name, my friend?
My name's Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson, where are you from?
Seattle.
All right, Michael. As you know, we are one goddamn cheap radio company.
I know that.
Here's the deal. You can win $50, $100, $150, or $200. Or you can win a not-so-great prize that the station wants us to give away, like right. client stuff. Or you can win one of our crazy zonk prizes. Let's make a radio contest. Buzz, who is universally loved and trusted by all, has three envelopes. Envelope A, envelope B, envelope C. Pick one envelope, you'll win what's inside. What would you like?
One C.
C.
C it is. All right.
And Buzz?
Tearing it open now. Congratulations, sir. You have won the official radio station prize pack.
All right.
Oh, well.
Here you go. Please enjoy your Jackson Hewitt tax kit.
Congratulations, sir.
Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get you exactly what you want, every dollar you deserve. Call 800-234-1040 today.
You know what's great about that?
What? What's great about that?
It's official.
Jackson,
official prize pack.
Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood. And Buzz?
Yes?
Just be fair, open the other envelopes and let's see what we have.
Here's envelope A. And this was the Zonk prize you would have won had you chosen an Idaho baking potato.
Oh, that's nice.
Better luck next time, sir.
That means the cash had to be in envelope B.
Let's confirm that. I'll open it now and see how much money he might have won.
$150. Wow. $150.
Oh, well.
Sorry, my friend.
It's only money.
It's a lot of potatoes.
Thanks for listening, though.
Okay.
Hey, that station in Seattle, The Buzz?
Yeah.
Call them up. Tell them to get those douchebags off in the morning. We want to be on at 8, not at 9.
Yeah. Will you do that?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Hold on. All right, that's it. We got to go.
Nice.
Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Until then, well, aha to you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, well, I'm saying good day to an empty chair. Good yeah. good day
Come
to
back,
you, sir.
Come back, Mike.
And, Rob?
Yes, buddy.
Rob, can you?
I can. Listen,
can you?
Would you?
No. Wait, can you?
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
Why? No, you can't. No, you can't. Can you be? Listen, even though I'm not going to do the gay Siegfried Roy thing, yeah. still the throw your hat in the air like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make
what?
There you
go. Ah. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. We will see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Ha ha. Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
And Mike Show.